Chapter 3, Causes of Passive-Aggressive Behavior. There are many concepts as to how passive-aggressive behavior begins. There are cases that begin in the home, where there is a dysfunctional atmosphere to contend with, or parents who hand out severe punishments to children who display their anger, or try speaking up for themselves whilst involved in debate, heated or otherwise. Violence that is experienced at home from an early age can also trigger the start of passive-aggressive behavior. If the atmosphere at home is volatile and lacking in proper communication from parent to child/children, then this type of disruptive environment is an ingredient of suffering. Children are naturally prone to copying or adopting their parents' behavior patterns, for better or worse. They become mentally and emotionally conditioned by what seems to be the correct way to behave. This behavior then becomes second nature to the child and becomes a huge factor in their growth and development for many years to come. And by the time that they've established different relationships and friendships, these would have been severely strained if the behavior was not dealt with from the onset. Not to mention potential opportunities for advancement in society regarding a much sought-after career or a prominent role, which would require professionalism and proper communication skills, to say the least. A passive-aggressive would most definitely struggle to cope in these important areas of life. Fear is also known to be another cause for this disorder. A PAB would generally try to avoid rocking the boat or upsetting someone with their opinions, beliefs, requests, or initiating an argument. This is often seen as having respect for others or trying to keep the peace, but all the while that their true intentions are not being expressed is causing inner turmoil and a mountain of repressed thoughts and feelings, which all inevitably find their way out into the open, whether in truth or masked behind anger and violent outbursts, indirectness, or manipulative behavior among loved ones and society. Many children were raised with this belief that they were just another burden, a headache, another mouth to put food in, or a nuisance. With these set of beliefs, a child treated in this poor way will often retreat into an imaginary shell or imprisonment for feelings of low self-worth and not being worth it, to the point of being afraid to voice even the most simplest of needs and wants, every child's prerogative. Parents or other family members, teachers, and other guardian-type figures are meant to be role models for children, guiding, protective, inspiring, loving, caring, and conscientious. The list could go on forever, but the general idea is to provide a stable, secure, and educational environment for children to experience life safely, progressing to responsible, decent, and mature adults. The passive stance is one of safety. Children need to feel safe. Even adults have the same need. And when the role models they look up to are failing them, then where else can they turn to accept themselves when there is no one else around? They adopt a character or a mask that makes them feel as though they can cope, but the reality is that they become more internally damaged with time. But necessity still lives on inside us all, especially for those who try to hide their human nature. Passive-aggressive behavior stems from an imbalance at home or at school or around any traumatic experience that occurred from an early age. Everyone would do well to be as observant as possible to recognize when someone is displaying the signs of passive-aggressive behavior, especially in children, because awareness is the first step towards combating this unnecessary disorder. Let knowledge be your guide.